Listen now to God's holy word. Where's my glasses? Oh, there we go. Sorry. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip. When they heard it and saw the signs he was doing, for unclean spirits crying out in a loud voice came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed or crippled people were cured. There was a great joy in that city. And when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for it had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise and say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. Blessed be God who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for the reason for your hope. But do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is the will of God, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sin once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. Put to death in the flesh, he was brought to life in the spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them, is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, are you ready? If anyone knows me, you've heard the second reading before. I started a whole foundation on 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. And what that is we heard already the second reading today. It says, always be ready to give the explanation or the reason to anyone who asks you for the reason for your hope. But first of all, we got to make sure that we can give explanation to others for the reason for our hope. But people of God, I've been doing this a long time, and I don't think a lot of Christians have hope. And you can tell because they're critical, they're judgmental, they're always looking for what's wrong. You know, hope is the reality inside of it. It's one of the theological virtues that sits there and already believes that what is going to happen in the future is present. Huh? It's deeper than faith. Faith is reality of now, but hope is that, you know, we're going to live forever. So tell your faces. Hope is this, that we know how this is going to end. It's going to be fine. All things. And we need to make sure that before we can give the reason for our hope, that we are people of hope. So ask yourself first, am I a person of hope? Am I really a person of hope? Am I a person of this joy because that's a sign of hope? Or am I a person who, again, is always critical, always finding out what's wrong, always seeing the worst of everything? I can be that way. Trust me. Ask my staff. They'll tell you. They love to talk about me outside. So just ask them. They'll tell you. But the reality is what God is calling us to is to be people of this hope that no matter what, God's going to win. And so win in what? First of all, our own sinfulness. I know with me that sometimes what brings me down the most is my sinfulness and my anger and my, you know, like there's plenty of things you can get me on. And you don't have to point it out to me. I point it out to myself. And what happens is if I get focused on my sinfulness only, then it brings me down. And I have sometimes lose hope and get discouraged. And then today, the Lord again and again with Scripture, he says, by faith you are saved. When I open up the Word of God today, he says, don't you know it? It's what Jesus did for me, not what I do for him. So sometimes we have to figure and we have to remember that we have to be hopeful in ourselves, that in spite of our weakness, in spite of our sins, Jesus has conquered ourselves. And he is the reason for our hope. He paid for my sins. He loves me. He will take care of me. He will make all things work together for good in my life. And so, focus not on your sins, but focus on Jesus and what Jesus Christ has done for you. So first of all, are you a person of hope? And if not, there's a couple things I want to tell you about how to do that. One is your prayer life, which you've heard me say again and again. And a prayer life which is filled with the Holy Spirit. Again, God talks about how he lives inside of us. The Spirit will live inside of you. They didn't know the Holy Spirit, so they sent Peter and John to pray for the Holy Spirit in the second reading. And the Spirit was doing all these things in the first reading. That you have God's Spirit within you. So it's an important reality that when you pray, you got to stop. You got to be still. You got to breathe, right? Because God's Spirit is breath. Ruah, R-U-A-H. It's the breath of God, the wind of God, the Spirit of God. And so as we prepare for Pentecost, most of us have been baptized. Most of us have been confirmed. You already have the Holy Spirit inside of you. But you gotta be still with him. He will give you this hope. He will assure you that he lives inside of you. He will tell you that all things are gonna be okay if you listen to his voice inside of you. So today, be still for a moment and let God's Spirit breathe in you. So very simple, just breathe. And as you breathe in, feel God breathe out into your lungs to give you new life as he gave Adam in the beginning. And when you breathe out, let God breathe in. Let him give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation today. Be still with him so that you become a person of hope. So when you truly, truly, truly listen in your prayer, you will become transformed into a person of hope. Huh? And then when you're doing that, you got to again know that God is on your side. He's not out to get you. Some people think that God is always waiting and watching you to see how you mess up. And I got you now. Really? Would you at least think of the nicest person you know and make God at least that nice? Of course he is a just God. Of course all the bad things can happen. Of course you can go to hell. But not because of God, because of you. So what you need to do is to forget about you, surrender yourself to God. And that happens through the Holy Spirit. Okay? The second thing what we got to do is not only have hope inside of us, but bring hope to others. Huh? Do I bring hope to others? That means that a person more hopeful after they've been in my presence. My family, my children. Do people, when they're coming into my life, do they walk away more hope-filled? If not, it's time to sit there and stop being critical, to stop complaining. Complaining is not from God. Let me give you this. Complaining is not from God. Being critical is not from God. Condemning is not from God. Conviction is, but conviction is different. Conviction is God loves you so much and he wants to, if you keep doing this, you're going to die, but he sets you free. So surrender to him. And that means you have to be ready to give a reason for your hope. So if someone was to come to you and say, first of all, they can see that you're hopeful. Because if they don't see that you're hopeful, they're never going to ask you. But if anyone asks you, how come you have so much hope? Can you tell them the reason? Have you worked that out? Have you been able to bear witness? So I'd encourage you to really pray about that, to decide what is your witness. Can you tell people what is your hope? Huh? And I'd encourage you, if you've really come to that, that you come to my website, thereasonforourhope.org, and then you can do a little video, 2-3 minutes about why you have hope. And we'll post that on there, because every week we give different people from all over the world come and give the reason for their hope. Now, the ultimate reason for our hope is what? Jesus Christ. But how does he express himself in your life? Where do you find that hope so that you can be a person of hope? That'll help you to get your witness down. So first, if you're not a person of hope, pray. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Experience his love for you. And then two, decide you're going to bring hope to others, huh? By lifting them up, by encouraging them, not tearing them down, not being critical, not complaining. People run from those type people. I run from those type people, and sometimes I got to run from myself, huh? That we decide today that you and I are going to be people of hope, and we're going to stop complaining and criticizing and all that stuff, and we're going to change the world because we are going to be able to tell others, this is the reason for my hope, Jesus Christ. You want to know him? You got it? Get it? Going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.